You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was the best way I could think of this week to begin a brand new episode of Neon Jazz. That was songwriter, band leader, composer, conductor, arranger, and a titan of the bebop piano, Ralph Burns, with a song that summed up his career, Perpetual Motion, off a 2011 Essential Jazz Sessions disc. The Newton, Massachusetts native played the keys since he started walking, and he learned about jazz by transcribing the works of Count Basie, Benny Goodman, and the great Duke Ellington. Like most giants in jazz, he moved to New York in early 1940 and met Charlie Barnett. They began working together. Then he joined Woody Herman's band, and it was this group that developed a mighty jazz sound that resonated for almost 15 years. The list of musicians he worked with over the years is long and storied. Cats like Stan Getz, Bill Harris, Charlie Ventura, Billy Strayhorn, Lee Konitz, and Big Ben Webster. Along the way, creating both jazz and classical recordings. And in the realms of popular culture, Burns was responsible for the arrangement and introduction of the string orchestra on Ray Charles's Come Rain or Come Shine and Georgia on My Mind. And in the realm of pop culture, he did a lot of work for film and Broadway, including winning an Academy Award in 1979 for the soundtrack he did for All That Jazz. He was inducted into the New England Jazz Hall of Fame in 2004 and resonates very well in the jazz world. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that simply loves jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you an hour of memories parading around and little jazz notes. Moving on from Kansas City, we feature a man from St. Louis next on the program. Here's the great pianist and Hammond organist, Sam Lazar, with the hip 1960s tune, Dig a Little Deeper, and Did He Ever, off his album called Space Flight.
Hammond B3 organist Chris Hazelton, you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was New York City Latin and modern jazz saxophonist Russ Nolan with the title track off his latest 2013 quality release called Relentless. And that's what Russ is. He's an Illinois native and sort of a Renaissance man. He's into sports, martial arts, business, after-school volunteering, music education, and most notably, a practitioner of high-energy modern jazz that both satisfies the intellect of his musical peers and speaks to everyone on a soulful level that hears it. He started out on the clarinet and made his way to the sax when the clarinet didn't fit anymore. Evolution, that's the Russ hallmark. So get out there and pick up his work. You'll dig it the most. Our next musician on the show is guitarist, composer, and big band leader, Teddy Powell, with the song In a Persian Market.
This is Russ Nolan, New York City saxophonist. You're listening to Neon Jazz, Kansas City's playground for America's unique art form. Skillfully hosted by Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was drummer, arranger, and singer Ossie Johnson with a tune that captured his vibe very well. Ossie's Oasis, off a 2011 album called Jazz Hall of Fame, Volume 2. He got his moves going early on in the Earl Hines Band. Then he moved on to perform with big guys in jazz like Paul Gonsalves, Zoot Sims, and the great Mose Allison. This next track on Neon Jazz comes from one of the best on the jazz keys, DC pianist Dick Morgan, who recently left us at the age of 84 in 2013. With the song See What I Mean, I believe we all will very soon.
trumpet player welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great jazz guitarist Alan Royce, born in New York City, with the song Pickin' for Patsy off his album called Swing to Bop Guitar Greats in Flight, circa 1939-47. He learned guitar from George Van Epps and started gigging by playing in Benny Goodman's orchestra. Then he moved on to play with Paul Whiteman, Jack Teagarden, Jimmy Dorsey, and Harry James. He got around those big bands. He was an active and integral part in the best of the swing era. Called one of the greatest post-bop pianists of all time, here is Harold Mayburn with the song Back Home off his album Four Pianos for Phineas.
Thank you. How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
Thank you.
That was the prolific big band composer and arranger, Jack Kortner, with the tune Who's That Talkin' off a 2007 album called Fast Track. If you have not heard of Jack, you have probably heard of his music. He wrote theme music for The Edge of the Night and As the World Turns. Along with that, he did arrangements for the theme for Monday Night Football. He's also done jingles and charts for Barry Manilow and Freddie Cole. He is a very busy cat and very good at what he does. This next cut on this hour of Neon Jazz that is flat out getting away from us is from North Dakota native and jazz guitarist Mary Osborne with a catchy little track called Oops My Lady off a Bop Guitarist compilation album.
This is Laura Ainsworth taking the last train to Mercerville on Neon Jazz.
The dinner was delightful. We both enjoyed it so. The music and the wine were perfect too. I want to make an after-dinner speech, my darling. I love you. The table looked inviting with all the lights so low, but I could hardly wait till we were through to make my little after-dinner speech, my darling. I love you. To you, my guest of honor, I give this little toast, the only wish that's in my heart. I hope that you'll permit me to make one little boast, that you and I will never part. Before we join the others, before it's time to go, there's only one thing more I wish you'd do. I wish you'd make an after-dinner speech, my darling. Love me too. little boat that you and I will never part. Before we join the others, before it's time to go, there's only one thing more I wish you'd do. I wish you'd make an after-dinner speech, my darling. Love me too.
Sticking with the ladies of jazz here as we come to the end of the show. That was popular and influential jazz singer Mildred Bailey with the song After Dinner Speech off of 20 Greatest Female Jazz Vocalists, a 1936-52 album. During her tenure behind the mic in the 1930s, she was called the Queen of Swing or the Rockin' Chair Lady or Mrs. Swing. She was good. And with that, we introduce you to our final track on this hour of jazz via English guitarist, bandleader, and composer John McLaughlin. The pioneer of fusion gives us the tune Take the Coal Train off his 1994 album called After the Rain. Before the clouds clear, we have something to say. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man bringing on the sunshine, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. Give us a suggestion or two. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. Reach us via email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.